At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What a weekend it's been for our Dallas Stars. 4 points and a back-to-back beating Nashville yesterday, and today a nice 2-1 victory over the Seattle Kraken. Hey, everyone, it's Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and welcome to another Victory Frosty edition of Spits and Suds. We are proudly presented, by the way, by the on-time experts. And let me tell you something. If there's any place in America that has drastic temperature changes, Texas is certainly at the top of the list. Yesterday was patio weather. The patios were packed yesterday. Everyone wanted to get a seat. It was just a beautiful day, and then a night a little bit cooler. And now all of a sudden, a day later, we're going to be down in the 30s overnight. So when you wake up, it's going to be in the mid-30s when you walk your dog like I have to. And then guess what? It's going to jump back up to the 70s. So when you have those kind of drastic changes, how do you think your HVA system feels when it goes from heat for the first time and then back to AC and then back to heat? I mean, it's switching over. So obviously you want to make sure that it's clean, it's optimized, it's tuned up, the parts are working correctly. And that's where the on-time experts comes in, because they have that $59 first-time customer special at theontimeexperts.com, guaranteed same day service. So it could change temperature by 50, 60 degrees, and it doesn't matter, because your HVAC system is optimized. What about if that toilet's not working correctly? What if your drain is slowly draining, but not to the maximum? Once again, we're talking about optimization in the house. The on-time experts will take care of that. They'll bring out that snake if it's not working for you, and they will clean your drain. Any kind of plumbing leak, they will take care of it. And that same day service guaranteed. I hear about people having to get hotels because either they had a water leak and or during the summer or the winter, their heat or air wasn't working correctly. So they had to gather the kids, they had to gather the pets, and they had to check into a hotel. Not the case when the on-time experts are there for you. So you book that same day service guaranteed. Like if I booked it right now, they would come out probably within hours. That's how good they are. And they support local hockey and DFW, proud sponsor of the Dallas Stars, the official HVAC of your Dallas Stars, as well as Spits and Suds. So check them out. They're supporting local hockey. So let's support them, the on-time experts. So check this out. 9-4-3, 21 points on the year, second to only Colorado in the Western Conference. I mean, can we raise the Frosties to Glenn Gullitson? and his coaching staff for just a second. I mean, can we stop the criticism of Gully? And when something goes wrong and they occasionally lose a game to like an Anaheim, which, by the way, a lot of teams are losing to Anaheim right now. They're on a heater. Points in 9 out of your last 10 games, especially with 8 of their 9 wins have just been by a goal. I mean, that is quality coaching by Glenn Gulletson. So stick tap to them, stick tap to the players. Since last year, the Stars, 10-2-1 in back-to-backs. I mean, we are spitting some serious facts tonight. And tonight was a gutsy win. And why tonight? Because you can talk about back-to-backs, but Glenn Gulletson said it best in his post-game press conference, that back-to-backs isn't his biggest worry. It's 3 games in 4 nights, which they had tonight, and they have again Tuesday night in Ottawa. That is back-to-back 3 games in 4 nights. This Olympic crunch is a grind for sure. I'm sick of it, and we still got a long way to go. We're going to be in February, and we're going to be like, what happened to hockey? It's gone. So you could see in the late part of this second period and for big chunks of the third period, it seems those legs kind of got a bit tired. Your goaltender put you on his shoulders tonight. Casey DeSmith allowing just 1 goal, which was an absolutely amazing tip by Jaden Schwartz. 968 save percentage on the night. So many big stops, specifically on the power play. Stars couldn't clear the zone. It was DeSmith who kept the game from being tied. In the second period, the Stars were outshot by more than a 2-1 margin, including a 10-1 difference to start that frame. That's how good Casey DeSmith is and was tonight. And when you look at that value, and you look at like low-key Jim Nill signings, Sam Steele, Colin Blackwell, a free agent in Justin Ritzkovian, undrafted, who's now playing a big part of this team, while players like Jamie Benn and Matt Duchene heal. I don't know how you can send Ritzy back down. But we also need to remember, every single time he's in net, and of course goalies are going to have tough games, and DeSmith had one tough game already this year. Ottinger's going to give you about 5 or 6 tough games. That's what goaltenders do. They have bad games every once in a while, just like players have bad games. But this value for Casey DeSmith, 3 years at $3 million. I mean, for my money, it's got to be a top 3 goaltending duo in the NHL. And he was exactly what they needed tonight. And that key rest for Jake Ottinger, who has been a workhorse. And now you're going in. And here's the other thing about the Olympic crunch that drives me crazy. So the Stars have the day off tomorrow, but do they? Because the Stars are flying to Ottawa. That is not a short plane ride. In fact, we're going to do this on the fly, because that's how we roll on Spits and Suds. So I'm going to say flight time from Dallas to Ottawa. Any guesses? I'm going to say 5 hours. 3 hours and 35 minutes. So yes, it's a day off, but it's not like a day off where you don't have to properly like get dressed and get on the plane. And so, interesting time. And, you know, I don't want to be a complainer, but it's just that this Olympic crunch, I don't know if I like it, to be honest with you. But let's look at the positives. Casey DeSmith tonight, #1 star for good reason. Put the team on his back. That was awesome. Special teams, a great story this weekend. Penalty kill is improving. Nazruddin has those guys hitting on all cylinders, basically. Blackwell, Steele leading the charge. Over the weekend, 6 out of 7 power plays between Nashville and Seattle were killed. by the Stars kill unit. How about the power play, the opposite side? The Stars have the best power play in the NHL at home, and another one tonight that tied the game, Wyatt Johnston, who, by the way, is telling Team Canada, yeah, take me off the fringe player list on making the Olympic team. 20 points in 16 games, 10 goals, 10 assists. How can you ignore him? To me, he's got to make that team going to Italy. But Canada is so stacked, and there's so many young names trying to make that Canadian squad, just like the U.S. squad. How about Miro Heiskanen? I was extremely critical of Miro Heiskanen, and honestly, many of you were with me to start the season because he did not look good in the first few games, and I've pointed that out. I raise my hand now and saying Miro is stepping up big time. Absolutely love the offensive aggressiveness. This is the kind of Miro Heiskanen that will raise those Norris Trophy eyebrows. That's how good he's been. Can he sustain it? We'll see. But for Miro to be in the running, you really need to get up to at least 75 to 80 points. And his defensive ability with 75 to 80 points, to me, puts him in the top three for the Norris chase. Per NHL stats, Heiskanen, 8 assists over the past 3 games, including 2 first period assists tonight, becoming the second defenseman in Dallas Stars history with 8 points over a 3-game span. Who did it? Joining Sergei Zubov, the Hall of Famer, in 2007. Let's continue with the highlights. Esa Lindell, spitting facts. Game 700 tonight. Stick tap to you, Mr. Lindell. We saw what he did. Basically 5.5 minutes, the last 5.5 minutes of the game against Nashville yesterday on the ice, killing penalties. Well, how about tonight? No rest for you, Esa. He led the Stars in time on ice 24-22. 25 shifts also led the Stars. I think Ilya Lyubushkin has done a nice job stepping up in Nils Lundqvist's absence. 5 block shots tonight for Lyubushkin to lead the team. And I think he's been pretty good with Harley. Now they kind of got a rhythm going. But he's been good on the kill, and I also think he's been pretty good outlets out of the defensive zone. Tyler Seguin with a nifty goal. Got the game winner tonight. And what a luxury to have a healthy Tyler Seguin, and it's amazing with this schedule crunch that he continues to not only play, but play at a high level. Not the Seguin of old. He's not going to rack up the points like Wyatt Johnston or Mikko Rantanen or Jason Robertson, but still a factor. And that's what you want in this late stages of the career. And by the way, Tyler Seguin, much better two-way player than he was when he first came in the league. So Tyler Seguin is a difference maker. And it's funny because we're calling Jason Robertson snake bitten right now because the puck just isn't going into the net like we think it should. But he has 14 points in 16 games, and we're not talking about it. We're like, man, Jason Robertson needs to be better. Well, I mean, if this pace continues, he's going to finish with 80 points on the year. He has 5 points in his last 5 games. So, yeah, we'd love to see Robertson score more goals, but he's certainly putting up the points.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So interesting that the Stars are on a heater right now because the next 4 are going to be brutal. Check out these spitting facts. 4 against the Eastern Conference. At Ottawa Tuesday. At Montreal Thursday. Home for Philadelphia on Saturday. And then they play the Islanders after that at home as well. The combined record of these 4 teams is 33-19-9. I'll say that again, 33-19-9. In fact, if the season ended today, Montreal would win the Atlantic Division and Ottawa would be part of that top 3 in that brutal division. Philadelphia, under Rick Tocchet, changing things, turning things around. They're now in a wild card spot. Yeah, it's early in the season. But, I mean, if you're in a playoff spot, regardless right now, you're playing good hockey. And then the last of these 4 teams is the New York Islanders, who have one of the better goaltenders in the league. They're only 2 points out of the playoffs. So, tough 4-game stretch doesn't get easier for these Stars. Big news after the game, Glenn Gullitson announcing that Jamie Benn will join the team on the trip. No, he is not ready to come back to action. But the fact that Jamie Benn can go on a plane after suffering that collapsed lung is a great sign. It's a great sign that he continues to skate. So he's on his way back. And being a part of this road trip, I think, is great. I also think it lifts the spirits of the boys to have the captain around. So excited about that. So it's going to be a real interesting week ahead. You see teams that you really don't get to see that often. Montreal's a real fun, young team. Suzuki's great, the captain. Lane Hudson for Montreal. Wow. He's so good. I mean, they just have exciting players. Ottawa, you know, Ottawa is just one of those teams. They just collected draft pick after draft pick, very much like Anaheim. They're in the mix now. So, and that's with a unhealthy Tkachuk. Imagine what happens when Brady Tkachuk is firing on all cylinders. So, yeah, it's going to be real, real interesting. This week ahead. All right, let's go to your tweets and see what you had to say. Hopefully you enjoyed a Sunday evening frosty based on the sweep of the weekend series against Nashville and Seattle, which, by the way, nice Seattle team. After the game, they were talking and basically they were happy with their performance. They all mentioned that, you know, like Kraken coach Lane Lambert. Remember, on Saturday night, they scored in the closing second to tie up St. Louis in St. Louis and then beat the Blues in overtime. So they already got 2 points. They almost picked up another point tonight. So their head coach Lane Lambert after the game says, "That was a good hockey game from us. We probably win that game 9 times out of 10. tonight wasn't the night. Their goaltender played very well. So, and kudos to Matt Murray. I thought Matt Murray was excellent. I mean, he's the third goaltender on this team and was thrown into action due to injury. And I thought he was really, really sharp tonight. You know, that was just how Tyler Seguin slipped that under his pad for that second goal. Just a coincidence that Murray lifted his pad just a little bit at that time. But I thought Murray made some big saves. It was also great to see Mason Marchment back. Nice tribute at the AAC. Nice applause for him. He did lay some hits out there tonight. So Mason Marchment being Mason Marchment, you know, thank you for the years. But let's have a realistic conversation, okay? This is what defines great general managers. Because how much have you thought of Mason Marchment thus far this year? And you dumped $4.5 million off your salary cap. The Stars need to make tough decisions to keep this run going. And part of which is the under and up aspect. Meaning under, meaning minor leagues, junior hockey, developing players, and up, coming up. And they've had so many prospects come up that are currently playing on the team. It's basically the majority of their roster right now. So, yes, Texas does take a hit. And, you know, you don't have that draft capital. So every pick right now, it's like a premium where you're like, okay, you know, is Cameron Schmidt going to work out? You know, and he's a third round pick. So you don't know. I mean, the kid's young. That's the kind of, you know, pressure that's on the Stars and their scouting staff right now. So we forget that Mason Marchment was traded away so they could get under the cap, things like that. And, you know, as much as you would like to have maybe Mason Marchment on your team, you cannot keep everyone. One of the big worries was Mason Marchment, Mikhail Granlund, Evgeny Dadonov. I mean, those are 20 goal scorers. And the Stars right now, even though they're injured, are winning games. They're just doing it differently. And that's why I'm giving a stick tap to Glenn Gulladson and his staff. I mean, you can look at it and say, man, this team, they're living on the edge. I don't know. But at the same time, it's like you are second in the Western Conference. This is a beautiful thing. You are second in the Western Conference. And Roope Hintz, one of your top centers, just came back. Your captain is out. Matt Duchene, one of your, well, your leading point getter last year, is out. Your second pairing defenseman, Nils Lundqvist, out. And yet you're doing what you're doing. So that's why I'm positive as far as being a Stars fan and what they have going on. All right. Andrew at Epps underscore Andrew. Good to see Casey step up this week. The more rest Otter gets, the better positioned he will be for the playoffs. That's the attitude. Absolutely. And let's not hear from, well, maybe Casey DeSmith has to be the starter. No, no. But that's another example of Jim Nill. Okay. Hey, Scott Wedgwood's playing good hockey right now. But you got a cheaper Casey DeSmith than Wedgwood cost on the open market. And Casey DeSmith is playing so well. So it's that kind of moves that I want you to think about when thinking about Jim Nill. So you're absolutely right. The more rest, the better for Ottinger. Why Joe number 53 is elite at Craig TX80 if you want to give him a follow. Cheers, Gavin. Why Joe loves scoring first for this team. He certainly does. Man, his net front presence is impressive. For a guy that is not necessarily the most physical in stature, he seems to find open space in front of the net, very Joe Pavelski-like. I'm not sure if Joe taught him that in the backyard when they lived together, but that is an absolute talent as far as finding that open space and knowing where the puck is going to come off the goalie so you can get the rebound. All right, he goes on to say, if it was tracked, I swear he would have a third of our first goals on the team. The kid is elite. I'm telling you, how many more games before you get on board with his 50-goal campaign? Was I not on board with that? I mean, Let's go, right? I mean, that's a top 50 goals, is a lot of goals. But I am massively on the YJO train. I was saying it on the podcast last year. He does nothing wrong. I mean, he did make a mistake yesterday going for his stick in the second period when his stick snapped. I mean, come on, YJO, you could even admit that. But at the same time, like, hey, those things happen, learning lesson. But he's so good. And just a good two-way player, good in the face-off dot. He just does everything right. Okay, let's stop and remember, what a contract signing by Jim Nill. Don't you think Wyatt Johnston's worth a little bit more than $8 million right now? I would say so. And imagine if he was coming up on restricted free agency, how much he'd get paid. You're talking 10 or 11, at least. Green Star in Nashville. Cheers, Gavin, enjoying an ice cold water tonight. Ooh, that's delicious. DeSmith should play 30 games or more the way he's playing to give Jake the rest before the playoffs. Yeah, I absolutely think he'll play at least 30 games. Save Jake for what it really counts, since DeSmith is giving the Stars a chance to win every night he plays. I would expect in the next four games, Jake to at least get two games, specifically the way he started the last couple of starts. You're going to have to give him. So I would expect that, you know, just Smith, probably you go Ottinger, and then that's going to be tough. Maybe one, because you really want Ottinger playing against Ottawa and Montreal, and then maybe you throw to Smith at home against Philadelphia, and then back to Ottinger. Christopher Hardy, what a birthday. Happy birthday, my friend. Saints win and the Stars win. DeSmith was the difference tonight. I like that. Very clever. He did a great job. Hey, happy birthday, Christopher. Thank you so much for your loyalty to Spits and Suds. Stick tap to you, my friend, for another trip around the sun. All right. The man who has not been happy with this Stars team, Husky at Noisy _ Cricket. That, Gavin, is a game where I can say I liked what I saw as a whole. Here we go. Sure, I would have loved a bit more offense, of course, but I feel the Stars handled Seattle appropriately tonight. I feel the team took a step in the right direction towards what they truly can be tonight. Yeah, I agree. I thought the legs were a little tired, you know, in the second and third. Gully thought so as well. But, you know, what do you expect from this team? Of course, they're going to be tired. You know, and Seattle was tired as well. This to me, when you see two teams coming off back-to-backs, okay, and they were both on the road, notice that the checking is few and far between, okay? Like, it got tighter as the game moved along and a little bit chippy, but for the most part, like, that first period, that was a track meet. It's like, our turn down the ice. Okay, now it's our turn, and now it's our turn, and now it's our turn. I mean, that was like Anaheim, maybe even faster as far as going up and down the ice, the wide open ice tonight. So that'll be interesting. You might actually see that against Montreal with the way that they play. So thank you so much. I'm glad you like this team tonight, Husky. Blackout Dallas. If Casey DeSmith can play like that every game, that would be wonderful. Sure. You know, like I said earlier in the podcast, the impressive stat, and this has so much to do with Casey DeSmith, since last year, 10-2-1 in back-to-backs. That is so impressive that Casey Smith can do that. And a lot of times, honestly, the goaltender backup is thrown in against really, really tough teams and in tough situations. So that's the way the NHL works, and DeSmith has come up huge for this Stars team. So, yeah, if he can play like this, wonderful. He's going to have a bad start every once in a while, but look how he played last year. So this is not like a fluke. All right, Crow Wi-Fi, that DeSmith guy is pretty good. Yeah, I would say so. Number one star of the night. Okay, I read it. Andrew tweet, but he chimes back in And he says, I'm still petitioning for the Spits and Suds watch party, spittle rewinds and pausing, including in the experience. Oh, you know, I talked about that on the podcast. So it's an absolute beating watching a game tonight. So full candor, I had a dinner scheduled tonight. And this is like, I told, and luckily my friend is a massive Stars fan. In fact, he's got tickets and I sit with him at some games. But like I told him, like, okay, we need to sit by the bar because I need to watch the game. And he's having a conversation as I'm taking notes. I'm literally taking notes and not participating in eating dinner. And at one point I'm like, why am I even here? But, you know, in between periods, I joined it. They understood, but that's the way I have to roll. And then I went home and I rewound a lot of the game so I could watch different aspects, different parts. So yes, if you want to join me for that, we can do that some night, right? We could talk hockey in between. It is kind of funny, but that's how you have to do it. If you want to do the podcast, if I want to like basically, you know, tell you guys some of the things that I saw good and wrong and everything like that, then I have to go back and watch the tape. So, hey, I got to tell you guys, we did 6 episodes of Spits and Suds this week, and I got to thank you guys for your support. So if you can, you know, please retweet when it comes out the episodes, or like it on Apple, and so we can get those likes up. I think we're at 103 likes, so it would be great to get some of those likes up. If you can give us 5 stars, that's absolutely wonderful. So you know, would absolutely appreciate if you give a listen there. We had Mike Hike on this past week, one of the senior writers in all of the NHL, and he was absolutely terrific. So that happened on Monday. So you can go back. It'll be right there saying, you know, Mike Hike. And we talked about what his favorite sweater that the Stars have worn, just a whole bunch of topics. So there's a lot of evergreen material in there. And then on Friday night, we interviewed JP Herbert from Allen, Texas. You can go back. It's about 15 minutes and learn about JP. He will be one of the top picks in the upcoming NHL draft. Awesome that DFW hockey is growing and you're seeing these kids come out and make an impact. He's attending Michigan next year. The kid is an absolute beast right now for Kamloops. Great kid. So if you get a chance, listen to that one as well. Hey, special thanks to our producer, Gregory Finley. He puts this whole show together and we truly appreciate it. And special thanks to the on-time experts. They are awesome. And you know what? My heat clicked on just now. As I'm thanking them, my heat clicked on with no issues. So therefore, thank you, on-time experts. I appreciate you guys coming out a couple of weeks ago and making sure that my HVAC unit is optimized. Don't forget them at theontimeexperts.com. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, have a great start to the week, everyone.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.